Bridges are very symbolic things. The bridge between Russia and Crimea that President Putin drove across yesterday is being condemned as violating international law. But could it actually be a symbol of greater peace in the region? Chris Testour reports.
President Vladimir Putin was accused by the US, Europe and Ukraine yesterday of violating international law after he opened a new bridge linking mainland Russia with Crimea, which Russia annexed 4 years ago. But not everybody sees the bridge as a bad idea. Tony Kevin is the Emeritus Fellow at the Australian National University.
Physically unites Crimea to Russia. It's now a four-lane highway. President Putin opened it today by driving across it in a convoy of trucks. And there he was in a baseball cap and a leather jacket and jeans, driving a big Russian truck across the new bridge. And I find that quite a interesting symbolic film to watch.
Because of tensions between Russia and Ukraine, Crimea has remained isolated from Russia.
There are no land connections to Russia through Ukraine. They've been reliant on air connections and maritime connections. So building this bridge is a very important nation-building project. It unites Crimea with the mainland of Russia. And I would say that the 2 million people of Crimea are very, very happy about it.
Dr. Alexei Mureyov, the Associate Professor of National Security and Strategic Studies at Curtin University in Perth, says this offers a new strategic point for Russia.
It would allow them to move people, commodities, cargo, and anything else bypassing Ukraine.
However, the legality of the bridge has been questioned by Ukraine, as the European Union says it violates international law.
If you obviously stand on the position that what the Russians did back in 2014 was illegal, obviously any activity linked to that would still be considered to be illegal, because Ukraine claims that Russia has built this bridge by effectively annexing Ukraine's territory over Ukraine's territorial waters, and obviously it compromises them, or from the Ukraine's perspective, the international maritime regime in the strategically important Strait of Kerch.
Tony Kevin says his view is held by only one side.
Well, it's only controversial because Crimea's decision to leave Ukraine and go back to Russia was condemned by all the Western Alliance, NATO and European Union countries. They regard this as an illegal withdrawal of territory from a sovereign country, Ukraine. It's a view that I personally don't share, and many people do not share it. The particular history of Crimea and its very close relations with Russia, and if it had not been for the new Ukrainian government quite clearly anti-Russian-speaking community action, it might never have happened. But Crimea was pushed beyond a breaking point when they saw, for example, the murder of many pro-Russian demonstrators in Odessa, and when they saw the forced coup d'etat in Kiev that led to a new president in Ukraine. They simply had enough, and they appealed to Russia to support them in a referendum and allow them to rejoin Russia by something like a 90-95% majority.
Dr. Mureyov says this gives Russia significant geopolitical leverage in the region.
Russia will now have far greater capacity to suspend any maritime traffic that going via the Kerch Strait to and from the Sea of Azov, and effectively it can effectively impose maritime blockade against Ukraine with regards to its maritime activities in the Sea of Azov.
But it may also help avoid further conflict.
It may also sound a bit ironic, but the construction of the bridge actually eases the prospect of a direct military confrontation between Russia and Ukraine, the prospect of which was a serious possibility up until now, given the fact that Crimean Peninsula is physically, geographically isolated from mainland Russia.
That's Alexei Mureyov. He's Associate Professor of National Security and Strategic Studies at Perth's Curtin University. He was speaking to The Wire's Chris Testour.